Okay, we're continuing our look at Gan Emunah, the Garden of Faith by Rav Shalom Arush. We said yesterday that a person needs to look at the reasons behind the events that are going on in his life. For sure, everything that goes on in our lives has a natural cause. But Hashem put the pieces together. Hashem made these things come together. Hashem made all of these happenings occur. So even though there's a natural cause, and it's easy for me to just look at the natural cause and forget that Hashem is underneath it, pulling the strings, my job is to do that, is to look behind the obvious and not settle for the fact that it's my fault, it's his fault, etc. So yesterday we brought three examples, and he continues now looking at those examples. The first example we looked at were a person's feet hurt him, and he sees that his shoes don't fit him very well. The second example was that a person loses his money, acts foolishly, and he loses his money. And third example we brought was a person loses, doesn't get a promotion at work. And in each case, he has valid reasons, valid causes of each of these things. When he looks at why his feet hurt, he sees his shoes don't fit him properly. When he looks and sees, why is it that I lost my money? So he sees that he acted in a foolish way. And then when he looks at why he didn't get a promotion, he sees that the boss doesn't like him. And all of these things are true, 100% true. But what Rav Arush is teaching us here is that while they may be true, there is a reason that Hashem is speaking to us. And Hashem is trying to tell me something. So he brings now some explanation. So what is it that Hashem is trying to tell me? So this is not the part of the book where he goes into, in any great detail at this point, how I understand the messages Hashem is sending me. But in order to complete the examples, he brings here some ideas. So he writes like this. In the future, in the book, we're going to bring with B'zrat Hashem a number of principles explaining how we can understand the hints that Hashem is sending us. However, in order for us to understand this chapter, I'm going to bring here, in short, some examples of the events that we were just talking about. Right? The feet, the losing money, and not getting the promotion. So he brings some examples of how a person can look at the hints that Hashem is sending him. Ke'avei reglim, if your feet hurt, so for example, these are just examples, they don't necessarily mean that if you have your own feet that hurt, that this is the exact case. But these are examples that you can think about. So he brings examples. Emunah nikret regel. Emunah is called regel, the leg or the foot. That on that stands the entire Torah. And the legs also hint to ga'ava, to pride, to arrogance, like it says in the Pasuk. Al-tov ba'eini regel ga'ava. And Tehillim and links the two things together there. Also, money is referred to as regel, leg. Like it says, v'yet kol ha'yakum asher paraglehem, money stands the person on his feet. This is the money of the person that stands a person on his feet. Lashon Hara is also called regel, like it says, lo ragal al lashonal, right? Isha nikrat regel, wife is, or woman is also called a regel. Why? Because on her stands the success of a husband and a home, like it says, ragle chasadav yishmor. That is the wife, says Mishmo. Tov, therefore, a person who has got a pain in his leg or his foot needs to look into these things. Therefore, it's very likely that he has transgressed one of these areas. For example, he hurt his wife. Right, we saw one of the wife is also called the regal, so maybe he's hurt his wife. That's why his foot is hurting now. Or he's weak in his amunah, or he's full of gava, or he's always speaking lashon hara, or he's stumbling in the area of money, which is also called regal. Or maybe he's not giving his tzedakah properly. And whatever he finds himself, he should do teshuva on that. Right? So if a person sees in any of those areas that he's been deficient, even if he doesn't know exactly which one it is, so I should do teshuva. It's helpful anyway. Right? Even if Hashem wasn't sending me a message here that I had been, I haven't been giving tzedakah. Right, but that wasn't the exact message Hashem wanted to send me. But if I'm going through these things now, oh, maybe I didn't give some, so it's also good. It's no harm. It doesn't harm us to do extra teshuva, even if it wasn't exactly on the point that Hashem wanted. So, if Hashem puts it into my head, probably is what he wanted. What about money, with the example of the guy who lost money? So this could be a hint for him about theft. Or that he hasn't given his master his charity, or that he owes money from a previous Gilgal, etc. Avaris is not afraid to go with the unusual options, right? So, if I lost money, then it's a kapara as well, right? It also could be a hit that I haven't been financially
honest.
Correct, honest. I'm missing in my financial aid myself. Or it could be to fix something else, right? In a previous Gilgal, I stole money from someone, and now I need to give it back. So I ended up paying the kablan fortune that I should have had to pay him. Right? Why did I have to do that? Because in the previous lifetime, I stole money from this guy, or I cheated him in business, I wasn't fair, I wasn't honest, right, when I was dealing with him, whatever, and now I need to pay it back.
Why are you responsible for things that you said then?
Because it's my neshama. My neshama in this lifetime is fixing what my neshama messed up in the previous lifetime. All one neshama. There's only one of us. There's a question asked in Tachiyat HaMeitim, which one of you comes back? Been here 10 times, 100 times, which one of you comes back? They ask that question because it's only you. They're showing different clothing. That time you're a sailor, that time you're a merchant, this time you're whatever. You can also swap sexes. That time you're the wife, this time you're the husband. It's also possible. So, which one you come back as? But we're here to also fix stuff that we did in previous lifetimes, which is why sometimes we have issues and difficulties that don't seem to be connected to who I am now. Right now, I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. I'm great. So why do I have to suffer? I'm actually, you know, a very nice person. Right, it's true. Previous lifetime, I was. Who knows what I was like? Right, so lots to fix. And the final of the three, we said the person who has problems getting promoted at work. He says over here, all the jobs and the appointed positions that there are in the world, even the most simple ones, they're all fixed in Shemayim or Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If you're going to be Prime Minister, or you're going to be the tea boy, all appointments are fixed on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's brought from the holy sources. Like it says in the Gemara, in Bava Batra, Afila achrayala toanut, hashkia besadot, mamanu atom min hashamayim. Even the person who's responsible for watering the fields, he's also appointed from Shemayim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, if you're not chosen for a particular task, it's because you weren't chosen in Shemayim for that task. Therefore, your test is to believe that everything is from Hashem. The boss does not fix anything. And you shouldn't hate him. And you shouldn't be angry with him. Rather, you should continue to love him like you did before. It's not his fault. Right? If Shemayim want you to get the job, Shemayim going to put it into the head of your boss. He should get the job. And should continue to strengthen yourself and pray and ask Hashem that he gives you the job, right? Doesn't mean you should give up. Right? If you get passed over a promotion on this year, because on this year they didn't appoint you. You didn't know that. Maybe they will next year. If it's something that you want and you feel it's good for you, carry on praying for it, ask for it. You should say, for example, Ribono Shel Olam, if this is good for me, that I will now receive this task, then please give it to me and let me succeed in it, because everything is in your hands. And if it's not your will that I should receive this task, then help me to remain in my place, happy and successful, right, and to be happy with my lot in life. Hashem, I don't know if this thing is good for me. If it is, then Be'ezrat Hashem, it should happen. And if not, then help me be happy without it. The rule here is that Hashem's Hashkacha is behind all of the other reasons. Right? All the natural reasons why things happen in the world, they exist. They're true. But the Hashem is standing behind them, directing them. What's the analogy of this? A person who holds a stick and he beats his slave. It's clear that the slave sees the man hitting him, and it doesn't occur to the mind of the slave to blame the stick or to get angry at the stick or to try and appease the stick. Right? We don't. But this is, it sounds like a silly idea, but it's something that we really need to take to hold, because this is exactly what happens to a person. The reasons which lead a person to an event, they're only which he sees with his own eyes. They are the stick. But the person who's holding the stick is Hashem. And all of our effort or our efforts to deal with the reason that appears to our eyes, like the cause that we see with our own eyes, is really a very foolish thing. Just like a person who tries to reason with the stick. Right? Seems to us very natural. If you have a problem with the boss, you go and speak to the boss. Right? He's the one causing the problem. But it really is like a person trying to deal with the stick. Doesn't seem that way to us. But, nonetheless, that's exactly what's happening. Adam shavod sa'o devar she'en ol ruchlo. A person who undergoes suffering or something that he doesn't like, not something that he doesn't want, he needs to remember, I'm now, right now, in a test of Amunah. And if this person is obligated to throw away his sechel, throw away his intellect, which causes him to fall from his Amunah, that everything is in the will of Hashem. And his intellect is going to give him all types of reasons which are the opposite of Amunah. And this will bring him only to further suffering, to anger and to sadness. and his intellect will also bring him to despair, to Yeush, right? Since he sees that he sees his own failings, and he begins to blame himself. Also, his intellect can bring him to revenge, since he starts to blame other people too. Therefore, he needs to throw away his sechel completely, and to strengthen himself only in emunah. She'eino milvado. There's nothing other than Hashem, and everything is in Hashem's will, and everything is for the good. And the main hishtadlut, the main effort that he needs to make, is in prayer. Turn to Hashem and to discuss with him everything. Right? That is always the answer in all of these situations. Rabbi Natan writes that when he came to Rabbeinu, he'd heard of Rabbi Nachman. People had started to talk about this great Gaon that lived over here. He went to see and to check him out. Rabbi Natan was a huge Gaon. Is that right? Rabbi Natan was enormous. But he had a problem. He doesn't write what the problem was. He had a problem, he said, that he discussed with a lot of the Gedolim of that time, and no one gave him a satisfactory answer. And he said he came to Rabbeinu, and he asked the same question to Rabbeinu because he wanted to see, is this really such a great leader that everyone says is such a great person? So you asked to see, he doesn't say what it was. He asked the same question to Rabbeinu. He says, Rabbeinu told him, on everything you can speak to Hashem. He said, when Rabbeinu told him that, he knew that he dropped everything and knew this was the Rebbe that he was going to follow for, right, that was it now. That simple piece of advice, which doesn't really sound so, right? He went to all the Gedolim, and God Gedolim gave him whatever answers they gave him. Rabbeinu says, on everything you can speak to Hashem. That was it. You have to realize that's a deep piece of advice. That's a very deep piece of advice. Top. Like we said above, all the things that cause a person to suffer, including... they are included in three possibilities. Either they come to a person for natural reasons, or they come to a person through someone else, a third party, or they come through his own mistakes and his own failings. Right? Any suffering comes through one of those three methods, avenues. First is it comes from natural events. That just happened naturally. Second one is, it came from someone else. Someone else was causing me to suffer. Or the third one is, I'm causing myself. I made the mistake. Right? They're the three ways that the world works, so to speak, that a person comes to suffer. When the suffering comes to a person from apparently natural reasons, for example, he got sick, right? Sickness, illness from nature. Why am I suffering right now? Why have I got this terrible cold? Why have I got whatever, backache, or, you know, you name it, top. And apparently a natural reason. Even this can cause a person to start having great tests of emunah. Why? It's easy for us to understand that this is something that came from heaven, right? That he needs to turn to Hashem for help. And even if he places his hope on medicines to cure him, eventually, when these won't help him, he'll certainly turn to Hashem, turn to Emunah. And for example, because it's not logical for him to start trying to deal direct with the germs, right, or the virus, right, and to beg them to leave him alone, etc. Right, so he's saying, but out of the three, the easiest one to deal with from an Amuna level is when it comes from a natural event. Because from a natural event, it's easier to see that Hashem's really behind it. Right? And you don't, in the case of an illness, there's no one else to deal with. You don't try and convince the germs to leave you alone, right? So ultimately, it's easier for a person to come to Avuna, to come to understanding that it came from Hashem. However, when another person causes me suffering, then it's much easier for me to mistake and think that this event is not only in Hashem's hands. If I have some Emuna, I might believe, oh, Hashem is sending me this. You're right, this is from Hashem. The next door neighbor is playing his music at 4 a.m. in the morning, causing me not to sleep again. You're right, Hashem is sending me a message. But, so I have got Emuna. I know it's from Hashem. Hashem, whatever you were sending me this message, I don't know what it is, but it's Hashem. Tomorrow I'll go to the field, I'll work out, try and think what's going on. But nonetheless, it's much easier for me to make a mistake here and think that also the guy has also got something coming to him and I can also give him a piece of my mind because that's just not right, and tell him to stop. Right? So Hashem also, and him also. Right? That's a mistake. Right, we don't get that with diseases. We don't say, okay, this is from you, Hashem, and by the way, I'm gonna have a go at the microorganisms in my body as well. Not gonna happen. Why? Since here in this case, in the case where someone else is causing me a problem, here there's a person that has free choice, right? This guy's got free choice. He can choose to be a mensch and not play his music at 4 a.m. in the morning when I remind him that that's not how we act. Therefore, it seems possible and obvious for me to turn to him straight, to go to him direct. Hashem's got enough on his plate. Don't need to worry you. Right? Thank you very much. I'll just go straight and sort out the problem with the guy who's calling me the problem. Right? And to try and influence him to change his ways, etc. Therefore, it doesn't occur to me to pray on it, right? Because my intellect tells me, right here, standing in front of you, you've got a person with free choice. So speak to him and sort it out with him, right? Or fight with him, etc. Right? That would be the simple and logical thing to do. You have an option here to deal with it, so go and deal with it. Well, why? Don't need to pray to Hashem. Right? But the truth is, this is certainly not correct. Because Eino Milvado, there's no one apart from Hashem. And all people are only tools in the hands of Hashem. They're puppets in the hands of Hashem. And he and Hashem is holding their heart. Right? And he can cause it to be hard or cause it to be soft, according to his will. Right? And Hashem wants him to be nice to me. He's going to be nice to me. Hashem wants him not to be nice to me. He's not going to be nice to me. Therefore, even in this case, the fundamental advice for a person is still prayer. And when he appeases Hashem, then he'll also then the person who until now was very was hurting him, Hashem will change his mind and he'll stop. Right? So the even though it looks like I can solve the problem myself, right? And depending on what the nature of the problem is, like who the person, either I can threaten him, or I can bribe him, or I can persuade him with my arguments of right. None of those are the way of Emunah. The way of Emunah is to turn to Hashem and say, Hashem, I know you're the one who's sending this to me. You're the one behind this person. You're causing him to cause me problems. Right? I'm going to you. I'm going to the source. I'm not going to the stick. The person is still the stick. Right? I'm going to the person wielding the stick. I'm going back to Hashem. That's our job. That's what we need to try and do. It's not something that we're going to be able to get overnight, right? Because we always fall into, right? That's how we're brought up. It's logical for us to see a person, try and deal with the person. However, what's our job? Our job is to know that it's not the best way, that there is a better way, and that even though I can't yet give that up completely, I'm not yet ready to 100% give it all back to God and just ignore the neighbor and not say anything and not be upset with him. I'm going to try. I'm going to do as much of my effort as I can towards Hashem, and as little as effort as I can possibly still feel comfortable with the problem itself. Right? And depending on where I'm holding, I'm going to move those parameters. Probably I'm going to move those parameters as I grow, and as I develop. Right now, I'm going to give that guy a good seeing to. Right, next week, next year, I'm going to be a lot more tough. I know you're only from Hashem, but I'd just like to tell you, I'd just like to remind you, this is not the way to behave. I just gave him a little, that's all, and I knew that was just... Ezrat Hashem, the more we can see Hashem behind the events of our lives, the more we can turn to Him, and the more we can solve our problems easily and simply. And that's all.